You had a quarterback throw for a franchise record amount of touchdowns. How pleased are you with Blake Bortles' progress?
I think really pleased, but, you know, most important thing is that needs to contribute to wins. And I think moving in that direction, which, you know, it should show up.
What definition, if any, what kind of criteria are you putting on 2016 season?
Well, I think obviously better than 5-11, you know, so... But I think, you know, we want to have a team that's is sustainable, you know, and wins. We've spent time, patience, investment to build a solid foundation that's going to last for a long time.
Is it fair to say that a winning season is your expectation next year?
I think it's everybody's you know, reasonable expectation at this point. So,
what gives you hope at this point for this coaching staff?
Well, I think it gives me hope. I've been here now 4 years. I know where we were. I know the journey we've been on. And I see the progress we've made and, you know, how far we have to go. So I think the offense last year, if we had said where we are, everybody, certainly I'd be delighted. I think the defense, you know, we've got some heavy lifting to do.
Todd, you said you guys would be unconventional at times. Can you give us a sense of how your fellow owners feel or what they say to you about the patience that you've shown in this long process?
Well, I think, you know, that's for everybody to judge. I can only judge for myself that I think we're doing the right thing for the franchise, and I think it's the only thing to do, frankly, at this point.
Free agency, obviously, you guys have a league-high amount of salary cap space. What are you expecting to see as far as the aggressive approach from Dave?
Well, we want to fill, obviously. We want to get some really high-end talent that we couldn't get through the draft to supplement it, obviously, and, you know, help us win.
What's your impression of how far? You said have a ways to go, heavy lifting, but what's your impression on how far you have to go? And how much work really you think needs to be done?
You guys are journalists, right? You do this for a living. I mean, you know, you can expound on it, but I think, you know, we're seeing where we have weaknesses, how we fill them.
Deshaun, Luke playing a division game in London this year with the Colts. Was that a tough decision to decide on them?
Well, I think, it's the right thing for us to do. We're deciding which, you know, I think maybe Mark talked about that. There are certain games that travel well, and, you know, we want them here. And the other ones, we want them to have exposure outside. Colts would be a great example, and it makes sense for us to play there.
Mark Waller was on record last week, I think, of saying they're still on schedule to have a team in London within 5 years or whatever. Does that at all worry you, assuming that it's not, you know, that would take away from your London experience or your London stronghold, maybe?
Well, Mark, I think Mark Waller's here. Ask him?
Okay? Well, so, I'm asking you.
To me, I think what I want to do is London's become a very important part of Jacksonville. For us to, you know, and a little over 3 years ago when I really articulated that vision, people thought we were nuts. But I was grateful, you know, Roger Goodell, some of the other owners kind of, you know, gave us some leeway. And really it's been very good for the Jaguars and Jacksonville. So I really want to see us protect what we've done. We've got a full-time staff over there, and we want that to grow and really stabilize the Jaguars.
Do you think it's realistic by 2022 to have an NFL franchise there? It seems a little...
Gene, I'm not speculating on that. But to me, all I care about is the Jaguars right now. Okay, and so I'm seeing where we are, the success we're having, and what we have to do to protect our position.
The moment you got here, you told the Jaguar fans that Jackson wasn't going anywhere, and they understood that. How gratifying was it for you to see everything happen with L.A. and not have the Jaguars mentioned?
Well, when I came here, I said I'm going to do everything to make Jaguars work in Jacksonville. Okay, that was, I think, closer to what I said. And that's what I've done. So, and we've had, you know, a good amount of success, but there's a long way to go.
John, overall, you say a long way to go. Are you happy with what we just heard about all the incremental success or the growth? Absolutely. Are you financially?
Absolutely. I think without it, you know, this would not be a very pretty picture. We've invested a lot of money. I think the city has really supported us, and the results show up. I think, you know, USA Today had us in top five, you know, game day experiences. So it's not just my biased opinion. NFL has us probably as a top experience. I think, you know, it's redefined the game day experience where people want to come here.